Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be scientists. We're going to be scientists. I mean, we're activists, we're scientists, you know, we're, you know, people of multi-talented skills, we have intellect, you know, we have it all. We have had the programming. I want to throw a thought out there tonight. Throw a thought out there tonight. Bible says that Adam was created from the dust of the sky and the dust of the earth. Okay, it says that. Now, we can look at that from a lot of different angles. Okay, and then God breathed life into him. Now, what if, now I'm not saying this is the case, but what if, I mean, there's an argument that it's a strong one, that Adam, per se, was created out of nanobiotech or nanobiology or some kind of self-assembling program. And when you look at self-assembly in nanobiology or synthetic biology, it also replicates itself. Interesting perspective. Like, for instance, if you get a nano assembly that creates a structure of some kind or an architect, it will replicate that architect and that structure exactly like it to a T, with maybe a slight variation in its operation or its program or even its size or dimensions, but it is still from the same source. And when you look at Adam and Eve, so I was thinking about this, you know, because I'm dwelling a lot on the whole biology of genetics and synthetic biology and AI and frequencies. It's like we've been here before. We have been here before. The replication of trying to create life is nothing new. When we read the stories like Frankenstein, you know, or the golem, that the myth of the Hebrews, all about the creation of life or to engage in the creation of life. But what if Adam and Eve, dust? Because the Bible says also, or I don't know, I'm not sure if the Bible says this, I don't think I've ever seen this, or maybe I have, I just don't remember. But in the end, when we die, it says ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Ash is carbon, and dust is silica. So we're going back to our original origins, whatever they may be, dust. And it's interesting, when you sit there and start looking at these things, like I said, I don't look at the Bible quite exactly the way a lot of these ministers preach it, because I don't believe what they're preaching is accurate either. I think that a lot of times what they're preaching is more bullshit to keep tethers and keep people from seeing the truth. That's my perspective. You know, a lot of people agree with that too, but I'm just expressing from my perspective. From what I've seen, you know, I've seen a lot of different belief systems. I've seen just about all of them. And no matter which one you're in, and I don't care which one you're in, they're all the same. Pretty much in regarding to the religiosity. And what I mean by religiosity is how they will present their concepts and then entrap people in those concepts, not allowing people to grow, evolve, and to actually see what there needs to be seen. That's, again, been my own personal experience. So when we're looking at that whole concept of Adam and Eve, dust from the sky, dust from the earth, and then he took a rib from Adam and then made Eve, that's genetic. I mean, we got all kinds of genetics and nanobiotech, or nanobiology, self-assembling, self-replicating, self-repairing. I mean, we got all that going on just in Genesis, if you're really looking at it. So, and in ancient history and other cultures as well, there is, you know, you can see that men have dabbled in replication through other than normal means. There was a picture I got dating back in the early 1900s where they were having a fair where they were showing how they could make a baby in an hour in a pod. Something similar to what you see in that Superman movie that they showed, the last one, where all the life that's being created is being gestated inside of a pod in a protein-based solution, which again allows the DNA to assemble using those proteins. Or when you look at the Matrix, the first one where Neo is freed, he's in a pod being pumped in with all these proteins in order for his body to be able to produce the DNA so that the AI network can use them. It gets really interesting when you start looking at things from all the clues and all the evidence that they have presented right in front of us from day one. But we're getting caught up in the concept of spirituality. We're going to be spiritual. Ooh, the universe is beckoning. God is calling. I felt something. Usually that's gas. Oh, I did feel that. I felt the earth shake. I'm not denying spirituality, but I'm trying to get across how things are becoming more and more inverted in order to keep everyone trapped in a perspective or in a concept. It's important that you understand the difference between spirituality and bullshit. Okay, there really has to be a clear-cut discernment. Biblically, if you look at Galatians, it says what being spiritual is. It's to deny one's person's flesh desires, to control and discipline the body and discipline yourself so you're not partaking in any kind of evil that would violate yourself. And in that, when you're looking at that perspective of sin, let's just look at that for a second. Okay, when you do partake of these things that are of the flesh nature, what winds up happening is you actually damage your DNA. You damage your code. You damage the way you operate and how you operate and how you think. It's interesting how a lot of this is all tied to DNA. So you can look at sin as not only a violating of God's laws or decrees or constructs for us to live by, but it's also a self-destruct mechanism that destroys DNA when you really sit there and analyze that whole concept. You're out there fornicating, you're out there committing adultery, you're out there having some form of debauchery, you're out there, you know, stealing, murdering, whatever. That all is connected to DNA. Every time you lay with somebody, doesn't matter who, you're exchanging your DNA, and that DNA can then be transferred to somebody else's DNA, and it goes on and on and on. Even the science tells you that. So when we're looking at a lot of this stuff, you know, the concept that the wages of sin is death is very true in that regard, because it's pointing out to how you break down your own code now in 2021, 2022, because that's where we're heading. We have now scientists that have figured out ways to destroy and break down your code. Now, in tonight's show, at the bottom, I've got some videos that you may want to watch, because one of them actually shows you, actually both of them, one explains it, one actually shows you the self-assembling of synthetic biology. Shows you. It will eventually look like coiled DNA. And unless a scientist knows what he's looking for, wouldn't even see it. Might even say it might be even on a pico level. So you would really have to know what you're looking for. Now, you've heard some of these so-called doctors come out with their bullshit. You got alien this and you got alien that. And you got this and you got that in body and you're going to die. Look at this thing from outer space. It's in the injections and you're going to, black goo and all that horse shit. If you actually understood the adaptability of the operating systems of this nanotechnology, it's based off of us. The whole biology of nanobiotech, genetics, synthetic biology, artificial life, that's all based on us. It's all based on how our DNA's operating system functions. Again, this is a replication of how we are designed and how we operate. And it's being inverted, just like everything else. You know what I was thinking about today? For a period of time, and this may be a delusion too, I haven't really given it a complete thought, but for a while, people were believing in God. Everybody was going by whatever principles of God, you know, you believed in. Now what I'm seeing going on is a direct inversion of believing in God. Now everything is heading toward Lucifer, heading toward Moloch, heading toward Baal. This is what I'm seeing. That's what I've noticed. There are people wearing a mask for no reason. They're capitulating to an injection they don't need. We have to, like I said, you know, look at this from a full circle. We are in the Dark Ages again, because the Dark Ages, it wasn't because they were dark, which they were. The Dark Ages are the fact that men and women back in that time were also clueless and left, and they were in the dark. You know, the mushroom treatment, right? Yeah, I think most people understand that. Fed a lot of shit and kept in the dark. Well, that's the Dark Ages. And now we're in the same Dark Ages, being fed a lot of shit and kept in the dark. And it's understandable that when you're looking at what I'm talking about anyway, and the perspective I'm talking about here, while we're being accosted and being derailed and being distracted and being assaulted and being targeted and being experiment. Let's call it what it is. This is an experiment. Huge experiment. The globe is the lab and we are the test subjects. We are the players in the laboratory. We are now the ones being prodded and pricked and, you know, maneuvered and manipulated. And while this is all going on, what's going on inside is a self-destruct mechanism that replicates, repairs itself, and assembles, and integrates itself in you to take you over. We talk about possession. We talk about demonic possession. The demons have got this person. That person has been possessed by the devil. Well, think about this for a minute. Any operating system that can get inside of you and assimilate you or integrate with you is a form of possession. A complete possession. You know, there's that, I think, part in Luke where Jesus met the man who was possessed, who had chains on his wrists and nothing could contain him. And when Jesus approached him, he recognized who Jesus was and proclaimed who he was. And then he asked Jesus not to put him into the abyss, but to rather put him into the pigs. I never fully understood that content there, but I got enough out of that to understand that Christ had power over that operating system, power over that demon, power over that possession, because it appears very strongly again that the operating system that was operating in that man, that took him over, that assimilated him, that integrated him, was more than one program, more than one operating system. And Christ had control over all of them. And when the operating system had transferred from that man, or I shouldn't say the operating systems that were operating in that man had been released into the pigs. The pigs died. And I told you about how a friend of mine, when I shared that with him, he went and found that in 2018, there was a program or a lab or something that was working on a program called Legion, which had multiple operating systems running through one AI. The coincidence that I don't know how would you define that, whether you define intervention or divine revelation, whatever, but it seemed very coincidental that we're reading this, sharing this, and then this pops up. It's like, okay, is there a correlation here? And we need to really recognize these things. You know, when we're reading, when I tell you to read the Bible, I want you to read it so you know what's there. I'm not trying to, you know, beat you to death on it. It's just, no, nobody has read the Bible. A lot of people have not read it. They have opinions about it. They have interpretations about it, but they've never really read it. So until you read it, you really don't know shit. I'm going to put it just straight out. You don't know. And when you do read it, that's when you begin to realize that a lot of the things that you've been taught, the religiosity and the systemic maneuvering and derailing and deceptions and manipulations and all this other horseshit that goes on in these institutions, you begin to see that there's nothing there. What they have and what they're offering is not even close to what that book is saying. Natives were slaughtered in the name of Jesus because of the Jesuits, and the Jesuits in their greed went and set themselves out to destroy the natives so they could take their lands and their wealth. And again, being that the natives did not know who Jesus was, would have recognized that they did read the Bible, that was not Jesus, that was Rome. That was an institution that was set out to slaughter them so that they could gain their wealth, gain their land, and enslave them. There was a thing I listened to years ago. It says every place the Catholic Church went in, the people were rich and the church was poor. After about a year, the people were poor and the church was rich. Imagine that. So, presenting these things in this way, in this fashion, trying to open your eyes on a lot of different things as well. Trying to expose you to things to make you think. Not to influence, in a sense this is a form of influence, but not to influence you into my thinking, but to influence you to think for yourself. And when we're looking at all this bullshit on the YouTubes and the social media channels, and you got all these bimbo, bombo, bango doctors, or scientists as they're calling themselves, coming up with some sort of, I don't know, discovery. Problem with these doctors, they're 30 years behind. They've never really been dealing with synthetic biology or artificial life. That's what we're dealing with today. That's what Brian396 and myself have been expressing for the last 13 years to everybody. You know, we are dealing with a different anomaly that we've ever been dealing with before. And I can attest, based on my understanding with healing and what I've done over the years, I can pretty well tell you that almost every health issue that we're all dealing with has to do with this tech, nano, on any level. It's epigenetic. In other words, it's in the environment, and it's causing genetic disruptions on a mass level. And what winds up happening is eventually everybody succumbs to this technology because nobody knows what you're really fighting. Everyone's got this idea that we've got these diseases. Well, the term is not even expressed correctly. It's not a disease, it's dis-ease. That's the actual correct terminology. And the environment that we're dealing with is creating a lot of dis-ease. So when you're having a breakdown going on, your body becomes so stressed out because of what it is contending with, it collapses. Doesn't have the gas to keep going. And then you start to break down in whatever form or fashion you're predisposed to break down because of the way your genetic code is and because of the epigenetics in your environment. I.e., let's say you work in a place where there's a steel factory and they're emitting all kinds of exhaust spreading out all kinds of different chemicals or different materials that are being used in smelting places, and now it's in the air, you're breathing it in, and now you have regions that have cancers because they're all breathing the same air, and the effect of that component, which are all nano, you don't realize it, but that's all nano. That's angstrom, that's ultrafine, monatomic, that you're breathing in, that is now creating a override or overwriting of your genetic code. And that's without a program. That's without a program. That is the end result when you get exposed to nanoparticles in such a way that it gets into your system. It winds up causing a hyper-acceleration of degeneration in the system. We are not getting old. And the moment you begin to understand that and grasp that, you begin to realize we are not really getting old. I think that's the biggest illusion we have ever seen. Every time you watch some TV program, they show people when they get young, they're happy and married, and they're strong, and they look gorgeous, and the guy's handsome, the woman's beautiful, she's got long hair, he's got a full head of hair, and then as they get older, he's got hair on his chin and under his nose, and he's bald, and she's looking like she's, you know, hanging down to her knees and bent over, and, you know, and this, and they're happy because they're dying, they're gracefully aging. That's all bullshit. All of that's bullshit. We are being hyper accelerated to degenerate and break down through many epigenetic factors that we're not even fully aware of. It's not just the food you're eating or the air you're breathing, or the environment you're living in. Now we have microwaves and we have 6G and 7G targeting people. We have voice to skull, which is causing psychological acceleration, mental disorders. Your brains are being hit with frequencies that are causing damage to neural connections into the brain. Now all of a sudden you got Alzheimer's and Parkinson's because between those frequencies and those particles that you've been breathing in for however many years, it has now caused a heightened acceleration of brain damage. I was just reading today. I was going to put it up there, and I decided not to because, you know, it's pretty, you can find this out yourself. But they're blaming that the low sperm count is due to pollutants. No shit. Low sperm count is a result of pollutants. Well, low sperm count is a result because the body is dying because something is assaulting the body. I shouldn't mean dying. You know, dying is correct, not aging. Causing the body, especially in that particular region of a male, to die. Again, hyper-accelerating the damage to the system. And then women, the same thing. Women are also having problems, you know, with whatever. And it's all tied to the environment. It has been for the last 60, 65 years. As long as I have been alive, I have heard that expression almost every decade. The environment and the pollution is causing problems. It's causing respiratory issues. It's causing heart failure. It's causing liver failure. It's causing intestinal failure. It's causing pancreatic failure. And then they run into the field and they further spray compounds and chemicals that are also nano-based, also have programming in that nano, also are highly estrogenic. It's a wonder the species is still on the planet, to be honest with you, when you sit there and think at how much we have been assaulted and why we sometimes react the way we do. We react the way we do because on a psychological level, we don't understand that something's wrong. We may not know what's wrong, but we know something is wrong, and that puts you in a flight or fright position. And as a result, you react in whatever form or fashion you react, whether it's anxiety, whether it's in fear, whether it's in aggression, whether it's in violence. It's all tied to that. And like I said, when you got this dust, this magical dust, or should I say, this programmable dust. What if we called magic a program? Think about that. Abracadabra. Lightning. What if the term abracadabra was actually a phrase for to access an operating system to create whatever dynamic it is? That's a program. Would you call that a program? I would. So I'm issuing a command, and now on the prompt, and now the prompt is putting that command into the computer or into the ether, if you will, and now the ether is responding to that command. And then you have whatever it is you're trying to present. This has been, like I said, it's been around us, right in front of us all this time. The only reason that we're in the situation we are in right now is because people are believing the lie more than they're believing the reality. Most people have no concept of reality anymore. Period. They don't. A lot of you are saying to me on my email, saying, well, you know, after this person got the jab, they're not the same anymore. Of course they're not the same anymore. Their genetic code has been changed. When you watch those videos at the very bottom of the posting here, you're going to find why I'm telling you that all these assholes that are saying what they're saying about getting this out of people is further going to be weaponized. Somebody's saying, what do you mean by that? All right. Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Okay? I hope you understand what that means. In other words, if I build up your hopes and get them really up high and have you some high expectations, and then I pull the rug from underneath you, or I say, well, you know, and it doesn't work, I have your hope up where I take away your hope, you die. You just die. They say we can only live without hope for about a second. We can live with faith, without faith for a while. We can live without love for a while, but we can't live without hope. That's what inspires us. So imagine that you have all these F-tards coming out here telling, oh, yeah, we can pull it out. We can balance your energies. We can pull this out. We'll just use a little salt in here and salt and pepper and some garlic, and we'll pull this out, blah, blah, blah. When you begin to understand the nature of the assembly patterns and how this stuff assembles and then how it's integrated into the helix and how the helix seals that into the DNA and how that program then starts to replicate instantly, you'd have to destroy a person's DNA to get that out if that doesn't do it for you. So what would happen if you kept telling people, oh, yeah, we can do this, we can do that, and the next thing you know, they spent $5,000 and $10,000 on bullshit. They're devastated on so many fronts. They're devastated emotionally. They're devastated mentally. They're devastated in their soul. They're devastated in their faith. And their hope is completely destroyed. This is why I tell everybody that if you got injected, you're going to need to really work together with other people doing real research and not listening to bullshit that's designed to hyper-accelerate you further into the grave. This is a weapon. This has been weaponized against mankind to create a planetside on the planet. This is the coup de grace, I guess, for destroying the earth. We are in a war. The Bible has said this. I said this before. I never understood that passage in the Bible. It says there's no discharge from war. Shit, we've been in war before we were born. Before our ass hit this planet, we're still in our mother's womb, we were in war. Now we know how the nature of this war has been going on in the shadows. releasing every frickin' poison on the planet, having it in place, ready to be used at their given time. And if the poisons can't kill you, then war will. And if poisons can't kill you, starvation will. That's why it's important that you get prepared. Anyway, I wanna point out again. They're saying now. Now, you know, when I talk about AIDS, I'm not talking about some sexually transmitted disease. That all AIDS was an acronym. That's all it was. Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. In other words, you got sick. You have a weakened immune system, or you have no immune system, one or the other. That's what that really means. Okay. The entitlement and the way that was used, it was used in such a way to, again, misdirect people and derail people off of what really was going on. They had weaponized something, released into the general population, and it was killing them. They targeted people of certain racial profiles. Then they started targeting people of certain sexual profiles. And then they started targeting indigenous profiles. This was the experiment. You got too many of you. You got to go. Too many of you. You got to die. Too many of you. So we're going to conduct an experiment. And then on top of that, this is how the system was derailing people. They were giving them then drugs, something called AZT or AZT, that was so damn toxic, the drug itself would kill you. After they had infected these people with an operating system, I believe that at that time, the acquired immune deficiency syndrome program that they were running at that time was initiating some kind of nanobiotech or some genetically engineered bioagent to further accelerate the war against mankind. This is my thinking. And they called it AIDS. And everyone thought, oh, the gay community, you know, has AIDS. Well, the gay community is where they released it. Oh, you got people in the ghetto. They got AIDS. But that's, again, where they released it. Oh, we got people on the reservations. They got AIDS. That's, again, because that's where they released it. It wasn't because these people had acquired something because of some natural affliction. This was a weapon. Get down to Haiti. Remember all those Haitians? They were all gay. You know, because they were all gay, they all had the effect. They weaponized that. Some may not remember that. But the point I'm trying to get across here is now they're saying the weapon is already in. When you read this article, you have to interpret this correctly. They're saying that the official government report suggests that fully vaccinated will develop acquired AIDS by Christmas. Who's been telling you by December there'd be about 30% dead by December, maybe another 20% by March? I don't know, I've heard that somewhere. The reason why the government is telling you this is because they've now equipped people that they've jabbed with the weapon. Now all they got to do is turn it on. That's it. That's what they're telling you when you read these articles. If you actually interpret these things correctly, you know, don't get caught up on the lolliga and gagalada and all that other crap, you know. I got another video from Netherlands, more alien shit in our rain. Like I said, they have first programmed us to live in a certain way, in a certain environment. Basically, they created a cage or a cave that nobody would want to leave. You got running water, you got heated homes, You know, you've got food at the grocery store. Everything's been laid out for you. Everything. So you got all the conveniences you could want, and then you even have entertainment. Oh, man, I can watch my baseball game, my hockey game, my football game. Oh, I can watch my soap opera. I can watch my cartoons. I can watch Days of Our Lives. I can watch the news. You got all that bullshit. Or you can listen to some music. Oh, I can listen to my AM and FM. I can listen to heavy metal. I can hear bubblegum music, country, western, rap, whatever. Okay. They made everything convenient. So now you're domesticated. You're in an environment. You are in a controlled environment. Now all it takes is to wage the war against an unsuspecting populace that doesn't realize that the very rain that's coming down on their heads. See, we got this nostalgic concept about rain. Rain is going to come down. It's going to water the trees. It's going to water the plants. It's going to water the fields. It's going to water our crop. It's just going to give us water. And we're going to be able to have, you know, big oranges and big apples and cherries and grapes and corn and you know, carrots and potatoes and all that. That's what we think. That's how we've been led to think. And then you look at the rain. Ho, ho, ho. And you have to ask yourself, what kind of shit is in the rain? Because when you look at it, you can see nanobiotech or nanobiology in there. Or you might even see synthetic life or artificial life is in the rain. And where is that exactly going again? Going into our oceans, it's going into our lakes, it's going into our streams, it's going into our canals, it's going into the crop, it's going into our trees around us. Maybe that's why they're dying the way they are. The trees, as mighty as they are, even they will succumb to this. They're already starting to. You know. China's building a quantum computer that's has 1 million times the power of Google. Apparently, they say it's not working correctly, but they have one. And it not working correctly, well, that's not a surprise. It's made in China. It's not going to work correctly. They're going to have to send it over to the U.S. or Canada or Europe to get it to work properly. Because they'll never get it right. I bought so much electronic shit from China, I'm done. Like, really? Made in China? I don't want it. Made in USA? I'll buy it. Made in Germany? I'll buy it. Made in Japan? I'll buy it. Made in France? I'll buy it. Made in China? I'll pass. The shit and junk they make. So this doesn't surprise me. It's not working properly. And again, that could be bullshit too, but you know what? It seems to have a certain flow to it. I don't know. But think about that. Quantum computing. I mean, like I said, we're talking speeds that you and I can't even begin to grasp at the power of these machines and how fast they can move. You know, if the supercomputers were operating at 50 million computations per quanta second, which would put them in the lines of quantum computing as well, we only function at about 470,000 computations per nanosecond. We're not even on the same planet, if that's the case. And God only knows what portals that computing network will open up, what dimensional barriers that will bring down. Like I said, I don't believe the invasion is going to come up from outer space. It's going to come up from inner space. I believe it's going to come up from the Earth, from the inside the Earth out. That's my perspective. And I've been seeing enough of the sci-fi that's indicating that this is what they're indicating as well. This is what they're pushing it into. And if you're not trapped in a computer-generated program that the quantum systems will have you believing is real, that will crash when the system crashes, and when that crashes, you're done too. That's why in the Matrix they said they couldn't free everybody from the Matrix because their people are so dependent on that network that if they broke them free from it, they would die. That is already here. It's already manifested. When we're walking down the street and we're seeing people wearing a mask for no reason, driving a car by themselves with no reason, riding a bike for crying out loud, wearing a mask for no reason, they're outside. They've already got them believing whatever bullshit that the quantum systems want them to believe. They got those people. They ain't going nowhere except further into the network. They will be completely assimilated, DNA and all. Like I said, you need to get ready. You need to be prepared. You need to understand the nature of what we're really dealing with, the magnitude of what we're dealing with. Some of you may freak out. That's okay. That means that you're still alive. That means you still got some part of your soul still functioning. You haven't been taken over by a program or an operating system. That's a good thing, believe it or not. You know, when we're looking at this stuff today, and we begin to understand the nature of this genetic and the self-assembling of peptides. They're talking about that now. Okay, I just found another article validating another thing I've been saying about how they can take proteins and program them. You know, again, further showing you the ties or connections to this operating system and its way of integration. There is no way this is coming out that easy. And the other thing I'm going to also point out to you, again, based on the research I'm looking at, is even after a person is dead and gone, the operating system is still animated and still functioning. That means that if it's still animating and still functioning and still networking inside the host, it is not only assimilating, but now you can be activated and reanimated. It's not really alive. If we get into a zombie apocalypse situation, then if you shoot that you think is whatever, you're not taking a life, you're disengaging an operating system. That's what that boils down to. You know, a lot of times you see these zombie movies and they're all reaching out. They're reaching out to touch the hosts because they want to connect to the DNA. The one DNA is trying to connect to the other one and to assimilate. That's what they're showing you in these shows. This is how the network grows. This is how the DNA grows as well. So you've got a group of possessed or assimilated operating systems running in a protein core of some kind, reaching out, trying to access more DNA so that now it too can infect and integrate that operating system to the current one that's running. A good example of that would be The Matrix, the last one, where Neo confronts his adversary. And at the end, he allows his adversary to infect him, to assimilate him. Because he knew once he was assimilated, he could get inside and take him out, because they're two sides of the same operating system. He was the antivirus to the virus. Now, some people have this idea that you're going to be able to communicate with an operating system like this through whatever belief or ideologies you have. Let me inform all of you on this one. You are not dealing with something that has a soul. You're not dealing with something that has any kind of aspects of mankind. It does not think like a man or a woman, doesn't feel like a man or a woman, doesn't respond like a man and a woman. All it is digits and qubits. That's all it is. And any form of access to this technology could lead one to being possessed. It's like going into a satanic or an occultic place. A rock concert, perfect example. You go to a rock concert and you're there and there's all kinds of demonic shit going on there. All kinds of operating systems or programs are all demonically inclined. People go into these things and they come out and they're different because they have now had a download or an upload of that operating system into them. They have now had an upgrade, if you will, an upgrade. So when you understand that, okay, when you understand that and you understand the whole dynamic of how this is a full-on assault on taking you out one way or another, you know, it will may freak some of you out, but it'll give you a good idea how then to begin to really defend yourselves. And that's what you really got to get to. Not some hocus pocus bullshit. Don't try to interface with a network that can outperform you on every level. To believe that you can touch a intellect like that without it taking you over, being that you have all the components it needs to take you over and possess and assimilate you, would be foolishness at best. That would be like you trying to take on the devil one-on-one without God. That won't even be a battle. That won't even be a sweat. Complete and entire annihilation. Full possession. And that's how that goes. None of us are that big and that bad that we can take on this program. Okay? And if you look at Jesus and you look at him walking and doing all the things that he was doing. Now think about this. Think about it. He walked on water. He turned water into wine. He brought the dead back with him twice. He called Lazarus out of the tomb, and when he died and came back from the dead, all the dead that were dead also came back to life during that time. Think about that for 1 second. Call it a miracle. Call it God power. Call it controlling the program. Beating the program. Defeating the program. Okay. That's what you got to look at. That's exactly what went on. The program tried to assimilate him by, again, putting him to death, allowing death to possess him. And he shook off that possession. So that's an operating system of itself too. So when we start looking at these things, and this is how I think these days with a lot of the stuff that I'm seeing and correlating a lot of things I've read in the Bible and what I'm seeing today and making those connections, we can begin to understand that we can, again, with God, beat this thing. Without him, we don't have a chance. We don't have a hope in hell. Nothing. Zip, nada, nothing. You will get your ass handed to you. But good. So, I'm trying to show a correlation. Now, you may not agree with my analysis, what I'm reading in the Bible and what I'm seeing. And that's fine. Make up your own. Work it out yourself in whatever form or fashion you want to work it out. But that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of connections there. Seeing a lot of things, again, tying to nanotech, nanobiotech, genetics, synthetic biology. Yeah, when you look at, like I say, look at the devil in Ezekiel, was it 28:14 in his construction? That's synthetic biology. That's a living AI that you're seeing being constructed there, that's being expressed in how that's synthetic bio or artificial life, if you really want to look at that. So like I said, when you're looking at a lot of things, I look at a lot of things, I think about these things all the time. You know, and I throw these things out there. And again, you don't have to agree with it. In fact, you may not agree with it. That's fine. But I'm trying to show you another way of looking at some things that otherwise you may have considered to be some kind of religious whatever. Nothing about the Bible is religious, I got to tell you. And like I say, even Isaiah 1, God tells you what he thinks about religion. He ain't happy about it, because all religion will ever do is keep you stuck in a program. That's all religion will ever do. It'll keep you stuck in a program. Same thing. All politics will ever do is keep you stuck in a program. The one thing that God says, well, Jesus says, when the Son sets free, is free indeed. He wants you to be free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So don't use your liberties and your freedoms to be abusive or constrictive. Use them for something constructive. That's the whole theme of everything. Like I said, when you watch these videos tonight, you are going to see some interesting things there. And they're going to make you think, I hope. Fear is okay to have because it tells us something's wrong. But fear is not okay to have if it's going to control you. That's a program. That's an operating system as well. And that operating system is not allowing you to evolve if you're in fear. I've often said, faith and fear are two sides of the same coin. One will set you free, one will get you stuck. One will trap you in a program, one will free you from a program. That's how you got to look at those two terms. Well, that's how I look at those two terms. You do what you want with them. The elements that we're seeing today that's going on, the perpetration of entrapping men and women in an operating system, in a program, and eventually to assimilate the DNA for further expansion of this operating system. This is what's going on. And when I look at the whole planet-side situation with these people being injected with operating systems, because that's what's going on. They're being injected with an operating system that when they want to turn them off, they can. And if they want to turn them back on, they can. This is a lab. This is an experiment going on controlling DNA. If they can control it in a lab, then they're going to try to control it in real time. Think about something in regarding to nanotechnology. In the beginning, when I was looking at nanotechnology and Brian was looking at it, when we saw the research on how nanotechnology, if you fire the frequency at nanoparticles on their own, they don't work. They just lay there. But you add a ligand in there and throw a protein or a sugar or a fat, a lipid in there, all of a sudden they will attach themselves and start to assemble and build and even use that material to further expand their construction and convert that material. Well, think about that. Okay, it needs a binding agent. That's what these frequencies are about. That's what these programs are about, having you as a binding agent. And when they put these things into people, like the one doctor saw this thing moving in there in this whatever she said she saw it in. What she was looking at was the program telling the fullerene to assemble and to attach itself to a specific part in the helix. That's what all that was about. That's what all that was all about. And when the other one said that he saw all this graphene after people took the shot, all that was a circuit board that he saw. An advanced, sophisticated circuit board that had been there for many years. It had nothing to do with the vaccine. Other than maybe that the vaccine may have accelerated the, put a new input of a program into the program that was already there, an upgrade. So, look at this stuff tonight. Don't freak. Because I know most of you are going to just freak out. And understand that this is something that you're not going to be able to easily remove. When you only had nanotech to deal with, that was an operating system that you could erase, destroy, disengage, and flush out. That's what you could do. That you can still do. But when you've got something that's on a genetic level encoded and bound in proteins, protein nucleic acids and other type of and peptides, nanopeptides or programmable peptides, that ain't going to come out that easy. That's like putting a piece into a puzzle and then gluing it in. There's nothing that you can do with that. The operating system now has not only jacked into the helix, which has already replicated and altered that DNA. Not going anywhere. So again, this is something you might want to look at, something you might want to really pay attention to. You know, you don't want to fool with this thing. You don't really want to play with it in regarding to thinking that you can make peace with it. It doesn't understand peace. It doesn't understand these perspectives. Those are men and women's perspectives. This thing understands only one thing: programming, operations. And like I said, because it operates at such a high rate and it can of speed, and it sees things in so many different ways, far, far quicker than we could ever even begin to imagine or grasp. Like I said, 50 million computations per quanta second. We can't even grasp that. Like I said, it is not there to be your friend. Elon Musk was telling you that, you know, if you didn't take the Neuralink, we'd be like a cat or a dog. Well, at least a cat and a dog does have some free will. They can get on and get off the couch if they want to. You get linked, nearly linked with this technology. You are nothing but part of an operating system. You're just a program with an upgrade. That he's not telling you. That he's not expressing to you at all. And like I said, when you see these things and you begin to understand the nature of genetics further and further, you begin to understand why it's so critical that you do not get caught up in this game that they're playing. Stakes get up a lot higher when you begin to see what's really going on. All right, I think I'm pretty well up on my time here. Yes, I am. Okay, at this point, what I'm going to do then is I'm going to wind her down. As I say on many of these shows, read the Gospels. Read the New Testament. There's a lot there that you can see and you can make connections to, and you'll begin to make connections to, that will help you. Read the Gospels, read the letters, read the Revelations, understand the time we're in as well, and how the war that's waging against mankind, you know, how it's also being presented. So it'd be a good idea if you read and, you know, thought about it that way too. Up on the top part of the document here where I post, are people there that are promoting assistance in some form or fashion. So if you can help them financially, please do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. Share the information. If you think the information is worthwhile sharing. We got a war going on in the Commonwealth. It's not good. You know, and we need to somehow turn this around. They're talking third vaccines now in BC. That ain't going to be long before it goes across. Ford won't make any mention of it until after the election. Whoever gets in is going to be a bastard, whoever wins the next election in Ontario. So unless we can really flip this around and remove these people out of government, all of them, this will not stop. And eventually this will go throughout the world, one way or the other. I just talked to a buddy of mine in Romania. He was saying that they had already been on their third shot, or they're going for it, and they've already had their lockdowns, and they're being denied services in Romania as well. If you don't got the shot, they won't take care of you. This is extortion. This is so against the law, it's not even funny. It's extortion. But on the same token, if we're going to break away from the system, maybe it's just as good we don't use their medicines anymore, because we can't trust what they're giving anybody anymore. You don't know if they're giving you an injection with further programming language or to give you an upgrade, to to further assimilate you. You don't know if the pills you're swallowing have some sort of operating system in them. You don't know. We have been blindly believing and trusting in the medical field for over 50, 70, 80 years. I don't know why, really, to be honest with you. They haven't cured a frickin' thing. Not one thing have they cured. And yet we still put our trust blindly into a system that doesn't work. Imagine that, brain damage. So like I said, we need to, like I said, pay attention. This war is just has just begun. It's going to get worse. 2028, according to that document that was out there a while back. You know, so that's how long this is going to go on. All right. So until, as I always mention, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.